We are on
Blog Talk Radio.
I ain't got your volume up yet. Now you want me to put your volume up? You said you just say, okay. All right.
Now here we go. We are on. Did you hear the melodic sounds of tires doing a burnout? It is Thursday Throttle, Thursday night. It is Drag Racing Ultimate Sport. Happy Cinco de Mayo, everyone. Yes, yes. We are all excited. What did the Cavs do last night?
The Cavs tore the house down.
And that's what we're going to do tonight. We're going to tear the house down. Yes, indeed. Good evening. You are on my left again. Hi.
How you doing?
It's so great to be here.
You got my good side. You know, but
is that
I'm
your
glad,
good side?
You know, yeah.
Is that your good side?
Yeah.
All right. So, you know what? We're just doing some flashbacks right now.
Right.
We got some exciting news.
Yeah, we got some very exciting news.
Yeah. You know what? We got something sitting on the table that's very, very special.
Yeah.
And you know who it is? Niecy is on the mic.
Right.
And sitting to the left of me tonight
is Ken Kennedy, President of Cougar, father of many.
I hope not, but anyway, okay.
I'm talking about.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so you know what I got to do. You know, I always have to say hello and hi to our sponsors, and you are witnessing. This is a heads up, the First Nationals, isn't it? Yeah, Lil Will Smith. We have some wonderful stuff going on. And ironically, that same stuff is coming up again soon. All right, so you know what? So what we got to do is say hello and hi to our sponsors. And, of course, each and every week, we always want them to know that we appreciate and thank each of the following sponsors who have been so supportive of Kujra and our endeavors to bring the very, very best in everything that we do. With your continued contributions, we will strive to go farther and farther, making this the ultimate organizations of drag racing. Of course, we got them already, right?
Right.
Kujra is consistently and constantly striving to add new sponsors to our list. Why not let your company or organization be one of them? And we got two. And you know what? If you're paying to the table right now, we want to welcome some very special people. We want to talk about them in a minute.
Right.
All right. And I hope they're watching.
Right.
I hope they're watching because we are so proud to have them.
Right.
Minota's Trophies is coming back on board. We can probably go visit them tomorrow, located at 40 Alpha Drive in Unit 25 in Highland Heights, Ohio. Carl Arnold Sharpen, if you take a look at Ken, he's wearing you. It's an old one, but you know, yeah. They were our first. First part of the family,
yeah.
19769 Progress Drive in Strongsville, Ohio. You saw Randy today, right?
Yeah, we saw Randy soon. It was a little time out there. And took some video and stuff that we got to.
With all the puppies?
Right.
With the
No, I didn't get too many of the puppies, but mostly the operations and, you know, how they go about doing stuff and by people in the middle of. Just like we did with Elmer's car.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
You know what? Gotta take a visit out to Tim Lally, located in new location, Richmond and Miles.
Right.
We always say nobody's ever in a rush to get there, but they are dying to get in too. R.A. Prince Funeral Services, Reverend Raymond A. Prince, in Maple Heights, Ohio. Sounds Like Cosmetic, we call it Coleman Gasket, Mr. Mike Hubert, at 809 on Auburn Road in Concord, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And they are, you know, they say they work hard.
Right.
We know they got an awesome showroom.
Right.
Just a beautiful, beautiful place. MT, Mickey Thompson, Tires and Wheels out of Stowe, Ohio. Kirk Finn is sending some good stuff to us. Yay!
All right,
you know, the other part of our family, Hutter. Hutter Performance. And what did they do Saturday?
Saturday, I don't know what they did Saturday. I didn't get a call from Matt, so I didn't go to the church.
Okay, so we got to check in on them.
Right, I got to check in on them.
And got to say hi to Stellia and Ron, Matt, and Trevor.
Right.
And we still got to find out that dog's name at 12550 Gar Highway.
Oh, man.
That's your son.
Right.
His His time is impeccable.
Right.
Located in Chardon, Ohio Summit. Hello and thank you because they're going to send us some good stuff.
Okay.
And they're going to make some more kids really happy.
Right.
PMP, Perfection Metal Polishing, Mr. Doug Baumgartner. I get his name all twisted up. Sue and Burt Brown.
Right.
And Burt Brown Transmission.
Yeah,
right? Okay, yeah. And you know what? We just got to say hi and just, they are just. Wonderful people.
Right.
Wonderful people. They've had some tough times, and they have managed to come back and be victorious. So I'm so proud of them.
Right.
To Car Parts Warehouse, where we will be holding the Block Party Extravaganza for kids. to, you know what, you got to say it like this. If you can imagine it, they can create it and imagine that.
Imagine
located
that.
Not only in Aurora, Ohio, but Twinsburg, Ohio. And
to our left on the film, to our right to us, our left on the screen, we have Muscle Products.
Corporation. We had a chance to go out there.
We viewed the facility they have, and they got a top-notch facility. Very, very clean. Simple and down earth.
You know what? Here's the most important thing. These are business people,
right?
They can have any attitude that they want to because they create some of the best products out there, right?
Right.
But they're not only business, they're humanitarian.
Right.
They have 44 dogs. Right? We're not going to talk all about them because,
right.
You know, we got to do Nick and Curry.
Right.
And we really got to
right.
show you what
right.
these people are about. But it was just fabulous being there. We spent some time out there. Oh, my goodness. What can you say about just good people?
Yes, good people. And in a couple of weeks, we're going to air what we were out there to shoot. Bear with us with this because, you know, we kind of knew at it, and we got some good footage on operations, and they were sending a shipment overseas, and we caught that being...
To China.
Yeah.
Or Japan.
Was it China or Japan?
Japan. And the way it was done,
right.
You know, and
right.
everything. And here's the thing, not a huge place, but a lot of operating going on.
Right.
And we know this guy had a ball.
Right.
She helped put some of the product in, the label, and all kinds of good stuff. This, you know what? I mean, that is the perfect place for a young person to visit, you
right.
know, and to really learn how to work.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Really learn how to work. They have so many different stations
right.
that they have to take care of. That's very important, each one, and it's all about teamwork.
Right.
They don't
right.
have a huge staff,
right.
but they do a huge business.
They do a lot. They got to do good business, and I got a good product.
Absolutely.
They show some demonstrations that we will show when we bring up what we took when we went there.
Got there, we did a lot of walking. I mean, just the whole facility is just you go for.
I could have stayed out there.
Yeah. It is gorgeous.
Hey.
Oh my God,
hey.
Ed and Sharon are some of the most
beautiful
people.
You guys want to take a call or no?
Yeah.
Hang on 1 second. You
okay.
know what? Got a call. Oh, we are excited. And you know what? Would you just do that on the screen one more time?
The number on the screen? Sure, absolutely. Anything for you. You know that. There you go.
All right. The number is 323-870-4016. That's 323-870-4016. All right. You know what? And who do we have on the phone?
Well, let's take a look. I know I have a phone number. Phone number ending in 5824. We'll just bring them on. Let them see what they want to say, and we'll go from there.
All right.
Hey, caller, you're live. Go ahead.
Hello. How's it going?
We're doing great. Hold on. We're going to bring you in. I'm going to have to lower your volume a little bit.
Okay,
go ahead.
I'm here. You guys know who this is?
Of course we know who it is.
I can hardly hear you guys.
Hang on 1 second.
Yeah, we're going to pull you back. Okay, there you go. Go ahead.
Hey.
How's it going?
It's Kenny.
Say something.
It's
exactly who it is. What's going on?
Can you hear Kenny?
No.
Yeah, I can hear him. I can barely hear, like, muffled, but I can hear him.
Okay. Now I hear you.
What's up? I hear you guys. That much was going on.
Well, we are
you know what? We were trying to show some of our racing. We're actually downloading the footage that we took at a summit, and it's being downloaded. And I know that you have some great racing on YouTube.
Right,
and I couldn't remember your call list. I know it was like TX1101 something. I haven't been there in a while.
Or just type in my name and leave out an N in the last name. It'll pop up.
Okay.
Right.
So you know what? We got you on the line though, because we do want to talk about May 7th.
Yeah.
And you know, and some of the rules that are going. I spoke with Mr. Bill Bowman today, and I kind of tried to explain why we were doing this.
Right.
You know, and the benefits that Open Comp has is like opening up the field for other people now. Were there any additions that you put on your funds and double entries, or you want to talk about that?
Right. We put double entry on the, we added that Jim Curtis's notes. When I took them to him today, and I asked him, was everything that he was looking at all right? And he said it's all right. So double entry will be accepted. You know, I mean, if you want a double entry, if you want a triple entry, that's on you, you know. That would be accepted. It will be accepted, you know. Accepted, yeah. And, hey, we hope we have good weather and you come out and race. And we want somebody to take on $1,000 to win another race, you know. And our guys are game and cocked and ready like a pistol to shoot. They're ready to go. And I'm excited about it. And I think it's going to be a good thing because it's the idea we had to open up for people to try the poetry. That's, you know, so you come out with the poetry. And we're going to get some people that say, hey, I like this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to go back, and it may be during the winter, it may be during the season. They're going to go back and repair their car because they want to say, I want to do the rest of this. I want to do the index thing, you know?
You know, and that's what I was trying to explain here, that it's going to open up the door for those guys who, you know, may run around our index numbers, but can't actually hit that number.
Right.
So it's going to open it up for them.
Right.
You know, and it'll give them the opportunity to say, you know what, I was right there at that number.
Right.
Let me critique my car to run that 570 or that 630 class, you know, because now I know I can do this, especially off that pro trip.
Right.
So, you know, so Ken, what do you think? I know we got a lot of questions on Facebook and, you know.
Well, that's what I called it for, was to answer some
of the questions. About the race personally. So what are your expectations for Saturday?
I repeat that last part again.
Okay, I was asking, what are your expectations for Saturday? I mean,
well, it's not really expectations. I just wanted to kind of like let everybody know beforehand, you know, what to expect when they get there. I answered most of the questions, you know, I actually answered all the questions that I could that I was being asked online. And it's just before the race, you know, a couple of people had a few questions that they wanted answered, you know, and I answered those to the best of my, well, you know, with 100% positive to sure answers. But Chuck Wade wanted to know, you know, how it worked, and I explained it to him. And what I kind of want everybody to know is that, you know, it's not going to be unfair for nobody, you know.
Right.
The way that this is being run should actually really level the playing field for everybody that attends. As far as some of our guys that, you know, that are not going to be able to make it, I really wish that they could. And for some of the faster classes, they really need to be there. But I mean, it'll all work itself out. I think it'll be all right. Like I said, I think it'll be all right. Everybody knows what the rules are. The rules are pretty much any chassis is allowed, no down track throttle stops. Basically no throttle stops. Period. Your electronic, as far as starting line devices, are allowed, and that's, you know, just limited to delay box and two step air shifters. It doesn't matter, back half, two chassis, dragster. Pretty much, you just got to follow that one rule, no throttle stop. And the only reason for why I say said no throttle stop was for the simple reason, it's too easy to manipulate DT with. Meaning, you know, for the five that we're going to take away, they could hold that right on hand and never have to really work to do it. Everybody's going to be working to accomplish the same goal, which is to slow the car up and then speed it up in order to, you know, compete when it comes to elimination time. So,
You know, I think that
everybody
is
basically
the same. Yeah.
I turned them down.
All right, so you know what? So I especially the twist. It's going to be 500, the best time, your best time drive. I think it's going to be so special. I'm looking to have a good time. I'm looking to do a lot of work. I'm looking to plan up a lot of people. I do want to remind you, okay, don't be. I do want to remind everybody that these are due. Okay? You know, at the end of the season, you guys are running off of $2,500 as members only. So if you are interested in becoming a member, I'll be there taking those memberships as well. Okay? So,
get another caller. We'll take
it. Another caller. Can't hang out with us 1 second. And we're going to take the second caller.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Ending in 1494.
Who do we have?
Go right ahead.
They might want to just listen.
Oh, okay.
Cool. I don't know if, you know, I don't know if that option is open or anymore, you know. But,
okay, but well, they can just listen.
It's Diane?
Yeah. Okay. They here. They said they couldn't see. They couldn't bring nothing up, you know.
You're on. You're live.
So we're live. We see it.
We are live. We are live. KAZRadio.tv.
Yep, we are sitting right here with all our muscle products in front of us.
Okay, and you got a 4152 also holding.
All right, put them on.
Okay.
That's you, 4152.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
This is Carlos. I just want to listen.
Hi, Carlos. Hi, Jessica.
How you doing?
Good.
All right.
You couldn't get away with it anyway.
All right.
I understand you guys are going to be camping out.
I can't hear. Hold on.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're right. Here to go. They're going to take their campers on and camp out tomorrow night.
Camp out.
If they're going to meet up, we're not going to meet up.
Wow. Okay. Well, he just wants to listen, so I'll just go back to.
Okay. Right.
I didn't hear
that. I just cut him off. Okay. Let him go back. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Carlos.
Carlos.
Hey. How you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing just fine. I don't know. You said you have a problem picking us up, but right now we got our newest member to the family, Muscle Product. Sitting on the table, and I'm going to be explaining a lot about them in the near future, and we're going to have a video of the operations and everything, and see the test that they gave us there.
Right. That'll work.
You can either go back to what we were looking at, or you can go to Ken Kennedy. We use the N, I believe one N out of the Kennedy,
yeah,
and there's a whole bunch of ways that will come up.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. You don't want, you know. And we got something, we got the test and tune being downloaded, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I got all that stuff.
All right.
So, in the meantime, we got 2 days.
2 days.
2 days.
I can't wait. I'm excited. I feel like I'm racing.
I know, right?
Right.
You know what? And soon you will be.
Right.
Now I've asked, now Summit already had their first points race already?
Summit?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They had two of them.
Because I know they're still pushing for people to join the finish line.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, yeah. So,
yeah, it's kind of hard. I think a lot of people use this year as a breakdown and rebuild.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know if Brian Hurst got his car back together, but I remember seeing some shots with it in the chassis shop. He was getting some major work done because, you know, for a long time he'd been running the car like it
like it was, and it was pretty close to the stock suspension and all that.
So it's going to be right there. Check it out. You know, speaking of, I don't even know why I thought of when you said Brian Hurst, because it has nothing to do with Brian Hurst.
Right.
But let me just put it out there to you.
Chicken dinner?
Yeah, winter dinner.
Yeah.
Winter dinner. You know what I'm talking about.
Right.
Doug Griffith, and it was the siblings, I believe it was the twins, in the finals at Towson, and they started not to go.
Right.
You know, they say that every year.
Right.
They say that every year. Well, we don't know if we want to go. And then they get there.
Oh,
I know what it is. Winter chicken dinner.
Winter chicken dinner.
Winter chicken dinner. They went out there, and you know, you gotta congratulate them.
I hope
to see them, you know, with us. Yeah. And I love that family to death. Awesome racers.
So
I had to say congratulations to them, of course. You know, and they just happened to do something.
And you know what? Let me tell everybody listening. When you got some family out there and you're out there with them, send us just text me a clip of the finals or something. Maybe we get a chance, we can bring it up.
Yeah, because we love talking about all the things that are going on the track and they're out there and we got Mike Carroll and his family out there doing their thing right now.
Right.
It's going to be an awesome season.
Right.
It is. It's going to be a special season. Depending on Mother Nature.
Right.
So, you know what? I want everybody to get out there and do a sun dance.
Yeah.
For a set. I understand it's supposed to be like in the 70s, though. And I do understand. And let's put perspective on it because you know some of our guys will shy away at the thought of rain.
Right.
But the precipitation percentage is low in the daytime. It doesn't go up until the evening.
Yeah.
After you guys go home and everybody's settled and getting ready for Mother's Day.
All right,
so it is not going to rain during the day.
That's it. Yeah, well,
I hope not.
I hope it don't rain at all.
I'm telling you. Give us a fabulous day.
We're looking for over 24 cars. I mean, we're going to pay $1,000, 24 car minimum. And I hope we get anywhere around that, over that,
it wouldn't be great just to have 50 cars.
Oh, it'd be nice.
Oh my goodness.
That would be real nice.
So, you know, a 24 car minimum pays $1,000 to the winner.
All right.
You know, and all it is a bunch of fun. Run what you run. Hope you run enough. It is open comp. You know, I know there are a lot of people that aren't so sure of the pro tree. It's a 5-10 tree for everyone. It's a click and go.
Right.
There will be blinders, so that you know there will be a blinder. So you're running your race because what's going on the other side has nothing to do with you.
Well, the catch is that we're taking 5 away.
Exactly.
And your best time trial. So you do what you got to do. You know, I got a way that when I play the game, I'm going to do it. Now, I know I'm going to come up victorious.
Yep.
You know?
So let's put it to you this way. If you are running 6.30, then that's your best time trial.
Right.
You're going to subtract 5.
Right.
So you'll be running. So your dialing will be 6.25.
Right.
Okay. So it's not.
Right. It's not a rocket science.
You know, and I think, I don't know if Tony is still hanging out on the phone right now.
Right.
But I just.
But a lot of them is because that's what they can do, call in. And I got to remember to call it number because I got people texting me right now asking me for the call the number, but they said he's under his trailer.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Sorry about that. He's under his trailer.
He's under his trailer. All right, the call-in number again is 323-870-4016. That number again, 323-870-4016. Okay, so
323-870-4016.
All right, that's your number right there. And we appreciate everybody wants to call in from underneath their trailer.
We got a lot of calls here, too.
Yeah.
Hey. So, maybe if you can get us 2 lines out here and make it like simple, we got our own earphones. If you get us 2 lines, then that way.
Oh, I got them.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know.
And that's
why
we
said, why are you working me so hard?
Well, I mean, just make it easier for them, you know, getting the back feet and the turn.
Yeah,
down.
You know, you guys, uh-oh, now my microphone went out.
Uh-oh, look out.
We blew it up already.
How does my microphone go out? I don't know, but I love it. I mean, this is a great show. I mean, all the technology we have to use to get it to go, but man, drag racing, the ultimate sport.
It is
exciting.
The ultimate sport. I love the ultimate season.
And I love, you know what I love? I love the way you put your sponsor stuff right there in the front of the camera like that. I mean, that's very clever. That's
people
great.
Wearing our sponsor stuff too. So.
Right. Exactly.
Well, I'm with
it. Yeah, you're with you.
Yeah. You know. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, that looks good.
Man, I like the way that camera moved without you touching it. That is the state of the art.
Yeah, that's state of the art, man. Yeah, look at that. Look at that. Wow. Look at that.
I mean, if you're looking to really push your product,
right,
then you need to come down here and visit Mr. James.
Yeah,
and talk to him, you know, and make him just tired from having so many shows to, you know, to put on and showing people what, because this is a fabulous location.
Right.
We are excited because Zach is not here with us tonight.
All right.
Yeah.
But we're going to have to find some way to keep in touch with him for Saturday.
Right. Matter of fact, I'm going to have to give Zach a call and get him on the air with you guys.
All right.
I'll do that in the next few moments.
All right. So we got to get on. I'm excited. Excited. We just, oh, my goodness. The camera and my of course, I want to say Booney is going to come down here. She wants to sit next to Mr. James over there and kind of see, because that's her forte, is what he's doing back there with the cameras and the editing and all that good stuff. And she wants to kind of sit back there and learn some more from him.
Okay.
But Zach is the intern right now, and he's going to be with us. And we got to make sure that he gets to the right spot at the right time and all that good stuff. And he's not rubbing sleep out of his eyes. You know, and he has a good time with us.
Right.
So we're excited. We're excited. We just need abundant sunshine. That's what we need, a nice day. Right?
We need the weather and the rest to happen.
Yes. Okay. And then after that, on May 21st, we go back to our heads up index.
That would be index 21st with God. This one, because, I mean, we want to want to. You know, we can really, I think you can sell your own product. If you get out there and we open it up so you can sell your product. An index is how long? About 4 or 5 years now?
Yeah.
It's a little bit out the box, but it's in the same category. The Pro Tree, a little bit slower for you fast guys. And especially Judd, you're going to have to slow down his stroke.
There you go. Yeah. But it's a fair tree.
Right.
It's a fair tree.
Right.
And you get a chance to test it.
Right.
So,
and it is a point swing.
It is a point. You know, and let me just reiterate. And I told Bill when I spoke with him, I said, you know, this is a way to open up for those who wouldn't normally be able to race with us.
Right.
And it's also a way for them to try the Pro Tree. You know, and you know how many guys that we've had come on that never did a Pro Tree and now think that's the best thing since sliced bread?
Right.
You know, and we're asking you to do this one time. And it's going to, okay, well, let me get to that. Okay, well, we're asking you to do this one time, okay, as a points race. No, not two. It's a one time as a points race. Okay, what's the second points race open time? There is
none. There's no date yet.
Okay. So far, we're asking you to do this one time as a points race. We're asking you, and not only that, it's your way to host in maybe some new races.
Right.
So instead of staying home and saying, something I don't like doing, I never did that before, you know, this is the organization that you wanted to put together.
Right.
This is the organization that we work so hard to, you know, to keep together and to bring up. So it's your job to recruit.
Right.
And this is a good way to recruit. Staying home and whining is not recruiting.
Well, no. I mean, you got to come out and support.
You got to come out
and support. And I mean, as many times as some of you went out and tested the tune, you just have to test the tune day. What's wrong with that?
Right.
What's wrong with that? You're testing time. Okay. You don't exactly like it, so what? I mean, get out there and represent.
Exactly.
That's what
this is your organization.
Yeah.
By the way, the T-shirts will be ready to.
They will be ready.
Yes.
Are you heard that, Mike?
I was hoping he was listening to say yes. Yeah. Oh man. <laughs> Hey, I've been on them. Yeah. 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 They said. I got the message. I got the. Yeah. They sent me the message. The t-shirts will be ready. They are. They are posted and ready. And I'm telling you, imagine that.
I'm a 2X.
Phenomenal work. So there they are.
All right.
There they are. Yes. So they will be ready. But I mean, at least come out and host. You know what they're asking for. The GOP convention coming in July.
Right.
They don't care if you're a Republican, Independent, Democrat, whatever. They're asking anybody from Cleveland to come down and be a host,
right.
Not as a certain party,
right.
But just as a Clevelander.
Right.
You know, because you're part of this city.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So as part of this organization,
right.
Bring your car out. You know, don't be a visitor at your own party.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
No, don't be a visitor. No. No, no.
Yep. And then, too, again, you have to remember that this one race may be the difference between you and a championship.
There you go.
So, if we've seen 1 point separate, you know, separate that runner-up and the champion. So,
right.
Keep it in mind.
Right.
Keep it in mind.
Amen. You thinking these folks want to say anything, or you think they just want to listen?
Well, let's see who they are.
Let's see who we got.
Okay. Well, we got somebody from an 814 area code.
Oh, put them on.
Put them on. Okay. Let's get them on here live right here. Okay, AZ. Hey, person with 814 area code, how you doing?
Very good. How are you guys?
Good.
This is Ed DeSharon.
I knew exactly who that was.
Hi, Denise. Hi, Kenny.
How are you? You know, and Ed and Sharon, who are you wonderful people?
Hey. Go ahead, tell us who you are.
Hi, this is Ed and Sharon Dietrich from Muscle Products. Just want to say hello.
All right.
Muscle Products.
We don't have quite a picture ready of you and a picture of everything. We don't have everything ready right now. But we will have it, and then
good. How are you?
You do see what's being shown on the table. Are you guys watching?
You guys watching?
Yes, yes, we're watching.
Okay, what do you see being right there in front of you?
Yeah, they see it.
Yeah.
can't miss it.
Yeah.
You can't miss that. So, hey, how's the pups? We fed the pups already?
Oh, the pups are fine.
Okay, all right.
Just get done feeding.
These have to be two of the most creative people I have ever seen in my life. They have 44 dogs. They're rescue dogs.
Right.
And literally, their last stop is with...
Denise?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, listen, I just want to tell you guys, Ed and I want to tell you guys what a wonderful, wonderful job you're doing. I turned the computer down because of the sound delay, but we just love being a part of your family, and I just want to tell people out there that if they're thinking about being a sponsor like us, I'll tell you what, they shouldn't hesitate because you are so easy to work with and so professional. I just encourage them to step out of the box and contact you. I'm just looking forward to it. And anyway, like I said, I turned the computer down so I wouldn't get messed up by the sound delay. But we just wanted to say that. So
okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, we love you.
All right. Well,
I wish y'all would have me a doctor's paper when I come back out there. Well, I mean,
well, you'll be back out here. You'll be back out here soon. Just God bless, and Ed and I said hello, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
We left there with so much more than what we came with. But I got to tell you about these puppies because that's
wonderful. All right, take care and good luck. Bye-bye.
And the dogs are running. They know they're going to get treats and all that good stuff.
Right.
And you don't notice
the little
houses right there that the kennels are attached to.
Right.
But sky open the door, and here are these, they're like little shelters.
Right.
And the kennels are actually, they actually go all the way inside.
Wow.
They have little doggy doors, and they got a section for each dog.
Oh, yeah.
Like they have their own little condo in there.
Wow.
You know, and they come in when it's cold, they got a nice warm place to rest.
Nice.
It's clean. It's so beautiful, you know, out there. And then they have, they got a donkey named Maggie and a Shetland pony named Ranger.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And aside from everything you do, aside from all the products, they got time.
Right. I usually don't take too good with the horses.
That's because he was your size. You were there.
Oh, no.
Like having a big dog. And he came outside and was looking at me.
He came right to you.
Yeah.
Kenneth doesn't do horse. Kenneth does horse power. He doesn't do horses too.
Yeah, the horses fight. Me and horses. When I go up, when they come up, I go down and it's terrible.
I know that's right.
But I wouldn't ride this little guy. I wouldn't let the kids. If I had the opportunity, I'd let the kids ride him and stuff like that. They would love that.
I think the kids would
love
that.
Yeah,
he's
lovable.
But he is lovable. He was like having a great day. Yeah. Well, you know what? If you think about it, he was what? As big as maybe a greyhound.
But big. Yeah, right.
We're going to get them. I know once you get Ed going, we'll get him going.
Right.
And Digger, you know, and everybody that was working there.
Yeah.
You know, that's.
But I kept telling them, I said, well, we're going to let Nick explain it. And they all went right there, and y'all started asking, well, explain your product. And I'm like, I just told him that I was going to get Nick to explain it.
It's never bad to have two heads because Nick can explain it one way, but it's their product.
Right.
The way
Nick explained it in my terms,
it was
and then I'm used to Nick, you know, watching him, you know, for the for two
you
years,
know, and they talk to me like a 3-year-old son.
It was all good though.
It was wonderful.
Yeah.
It really was wonderful. So we got May 7th coming up. Then we have May 21st coming up. Which is going to be the
here every Thursday at 8:00.
We're going to be here.
We're going to be here every Thursday at 8:00. KAZ Radio.TV right here at 8:00.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Now, some of y'all just text me saying y'all can't get in, but we got people from Pennsylvania that they're watching us now.
Oh, you know, I made a change to the website.
All right, okay.
Tell them just to touch, just click on the face of the website,
right,
or go to the bottom and it says click to view website and they can view it.
Okay.
So I did make some changes. There's a front page on it now.
Okay.
So tell them to either just touch the page if they're using an iPad or iPhone or something,
okay,
or just click the view website and it goes right to the.
Sure, they heard you.
You think they heard me?
Yeah.
Well, I'm talking about the people on your phone. They're texting you that.
Well,
so.
Okay.
So they can't listen.
You're
live. You're streaming all over the world.
Here's the thing about people.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, you know,
churches.
No.
Oh, okay.
You give them a whole bulletin.
Okay.
And in that bulletin is what? Every announcement, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Everything that you, and what do they come back and say? I didn't know.
Uh-oh.
Because, you know, they'd rather hear it than to what? Look at it.
Right. No one goes to the bottom of the page. They just want
to
write.
Exactly. And you're thinking, well, it's right there in front of you.
So he said, touch the front of the...
Yeah, just touch the screen.
Touch the
screen or...
And it'll come up.
Yeah, or click on the screen or whatever.
Click on it.
Yeah, it'll come up.
And you'll be able to get in.
Yep, real simple. Yep, I see people logging on now.
Right.
Yep,
oh, right. Goodness. Okay, all right.
They're logging on now.
Who's interested on the other side of that panel?
Right. Oh, it's a lot of work, I tell you.
I believe it.
Well, we're gonna have KZ out Saturday.
Oh! Right. Yeah. Man, that's going to be fun.
We're going to be doing it up.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
I told you this was going to be the year of the Phenom.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about a phenom. Okay.
Right.
See, this is a phenom.
Right.
We got it, you know, in the female part, there's a phenom.
Phenom. Okay.
Miss 40 Pants.
Miss 40 Pants. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Miss 40 Pants.
Our sister show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Right.
We gave her a call Saturday.
Yeah, we gave her a call. She was real excited. And, of course, she always excited. And she always gave us our props. And
always.
You know
what? I told our daughter,
right.
Maria, baby disciple,
right.
That I thought she would be a good match.
Right.
Because Miss 40 Pants likes the insights, like the gossip column,
right.
The, you know, what's really going on, what's going through the mind and all that good stuff.
Right.
And Woody does the raw.
Right.
You know, she does the raw.
Right.
And she likes, you know, and I just think that and that clash.
Right.
You know, Mooney's the raw part. This is the sport. This is this man. This is what he's doing.
Right.
You know, and she does, this is this lady over here. This is why, you know, this is why he's not doing or not functioning. So I think the two of them would just, I mean, that show would be like,
cool.
Yes. So, you know, and you know, Mooney goes head to head. She goes toe to toe all the time. So, you're showing me things.
At the bottom.
Okay, Kenny Jr. says, tell him to keep my line open. I can hear y'all, but y'all can't hear me.
Oh, okay, yeah. I close them down. You mean open them back up? Open them back up, all right.
You
okay.
Will be our son.
All right. Kenny, he's at the 5824 number?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes we got to shut them down.
Right. Sometimes you got to keep them a little quiet.
Yeah.
Huh? All right.
I think I got
a lot. All right, Kenny, we're going to bring you back on, man.
Okay, y'all there?
Yeah, we are here. I'm going to let them talk here to you in a minute there. So go ahead. I'm going to turn up your volume. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. No, I was listening in to the show. I heard Ed when he called in. And I heard the nice compliment that his wife left. And I got a chance to meet him just one time. And for some odd reason, him and Nick just seem to be just the proper mix. I don't know how you would explain it. It's not often, you know, when people deal with people that are sponsors, it's not often that you see people get along, you know, other than a business sense. And so when I got a chance to meet and talk to them, you know, they're more like friends. You would never know that they were any kind of business associates. So, you know, that was kind of nice to see.
Right,
you're
right.
That is. They were like almost a son and a dad, weren't they?
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, see, y'all go to the dead when someone gets on a phone call. Y'all just start going, yep.
Right. Well, that's why I'm saying it in the beginning.
Right.
Somebody that produces something like this, and you know they're doing a lot of wonderful work and all that, sometimes you can get an attitude.
Right.
You know, that's not so nice all the time. These people are open. They are just, oh my goodness, they send us home with flowers,
right.
Which our oldest daughter has, so we can still see them survive.
Right.
So, you know, and plus the products, there were a lot of hugs going on. It was
wonderful. Well, you guys are family. I mean, that's why you titled the show Drag Racing, the Ultimate Sport. I should say Drag Racing, the Ultimate Family Sport, huh?
And I got to say that Kenny, you know, he can explain stuff way better than I can. And he one should be right sitting over there, right next to you on the other side.
Yeah, we really do.
And, you know, Kizzy's not bad either.
Kizzy is a dynamite.
I like her speeches in the past and the award backwards and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I thought she was excellent. And,
well, if you just want to say it,
right.
All three of our kids are phenomenal.
Yeah,
they just are. So,
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. And that's true. And that's true. And of course, you know, believe me, you will see Kim Jr. sitting over here.
Right.
I mean, there's no way in the world he's going to stay away. You know, and we have a great show.
Right.
Yeah. You know, one day we got to get the Voodoo Man back down here.
Well, he wanted to come today.
Did he really?
I said, let us get things ironed out.
And he called me about four times. He said, yes, I'd like to come and be on the show.
Okay.
And I just held him up and let's get things rolling.
And you know, the best reason why we haven't done the things that we're doing because we got to get before the season really gets rolling.
Right.
You know, we gotta get a hold of that West Coast.
Right.
We got to get a hold to our sister show out there to Speed TV.
Right.
And Mr. Scott Lucky Hutton.
Scott Lucky,
he gets on the roll and once he gets rolling and he's another phenomenal show on the West Coast in California. And you just see TV screens behind them.
Not to mention that our brother show down in Cincinnati, them guys is on the brand. So, I mean, that's going to be a phenomenal meet.
You know, and like
North
said,
meets the South
year.
In Ohio. That's going to be
I think we got some sleepers up here.
Oh, yeah. When the North meets the South, that's going to be a good show.
We got to come up with a name for that.
Yeah.
We got to come up with a name.
Yeah, Chris, DJ,
They're coming.
Right.
They're coming. So when they get here.
Bill Hamilton.
Yeah. That's going to be special.
Right. Buffalo Soldiers.
Yeah.
Right.
That's going to be special.
Oh,
right.
Wow. The motorcycle gang? Not gang, motorcycle club?
Nope.
Drag races.
Oh, drag races.
Some of the fastest cars on the planet. So.
We're going down there, they're coming up here. We've been waiting on, and I'll tell you the truth, we only got 4 days scheduled where we scheduled at Thompson. So, Dragway 42 is supposed to be up and running by July. We're looking very forward to that.
Yes.
The guys, all the luck in the world coming together with that program. And that's where I told them, I said, it might be a little bit easier touring for you. When they get up and going, we're going to get on them and hit them for a date. It's going to be a month in advance, we're going to let you know, but we're going to do something.
So
we're going to get our three clubs together.
Yep.
And we're going to jam. We're going to have...
You know what's bad? I'll take that back. I was going to say what's bad is that we are outnumbered by the South, but the Buffalo Soldiers are coming out of the West as well.
Right, they're coming from Indianapolis.
Right,
all around there.
Yeah. So
I don't think we're outnumbered.
Now I think so. When I put it all together,
people be surprised at the members we got right now.
That's true.
You know, we got more members now, and some of our regular members signed up. We got more members now than we ever had.
And I'm telling you. I think they're all in the 6:30
class. All right. 6:30, thanks to Kenny and Nick Curry and Jerry and Judd, they from that a lot.
Yep. And I think Mr. Bowman is going to bring the 570 class.
Right,
back,
right.
You know, and he's you know, I just...
They have rocked that.
Yeah, if you go to Facebook, you know, I posted... You know that Bill Bowman was coming,
right.
And I told him about the picture, and he stands that way in front of that car all the time. He just leans up against that car and
right.
He gets ready to race. Like
right.
You know, I'm just gonna lean on this car.
Right.
You know, and me and this car are connected.
Hey, man, I'm gonna tell you, young folks, something. If you want to get your behind whooped by an old man,
let's do
it. Get the
fire. This man is 76 years old, and I'm telling you, he will rock you coming off that starting line. Yes,
that's right.
Yes, he will rock you.
He will leave you sitting here if you ain't on your
game. If you blink, you'll be there.
Ask
and
Ryan about it.
Yeah.
Ryan's is what about 1,500 pounds lighter than him.
And
he left Ryan sitting there.
He said,
that ain't something to talk about.
He took me to school.
You know
what?
I never had a problem. Of course, I don't mind racing, but I never had a problem racing drag racing.
Yeah,
I mean drag racing anything.
You know what? Why don't you shoot that video that we bought in here and let them see that instead of us?
All right.
Okay, what video was that?
That was the one that we came in after.
Right.
Because it's already there, right?
Right.
Is that the
No, that's the one that
Well, you know, if you go to YouTube and type in Ken Kennedy, K-E-N-E-D-Y.
Oh, Ken, oh, yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah,
yeah,
K-E-N-E-D-Y.
I don't know that, though.
Yeah. But Kenny got a bunch. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
We haven't heard from
him.
You said you wanted to go back
to
where he was. Okay.
All right. No problem. Just letting the folks. I got a little background music in the background.
I love it.
You know, I love that burnt rubber on me. I don't know why. Is that associated with you guys at all? You be burning rubber.
Yeah,
you got me burning rubber on it.
So the kind of almost
thing.
Gotcha.
We're going to try to work somehow. I guess the mirror phone plugged up, but then we have a better conversation with our guests that's on the line.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You got quite a few people in there. Okay,
okay.
So we'll start playing this video here
right.
and let you guys talk above that. How's that?
All right.
And
there you go.
Right.
Oh, that's Al right there.
That's Big Al, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big Al, yeah.
And that is Summit Motorsports. Now, over there you see Norwalk, but it is now Summit Motorsports Park.
Right.
One of the most beautiful race parks. And you can, you know, if you're looking at it, Mary, because I know you can see it as well.
Mm-hmm.
That park is beautiful.
Wow, it looks nice.
And then again, that's where you go and you get ice cream, $1 a pound. Bathroom attendance, the whole bit, and it's a family owned organization.
Wow!
It is a family owned park. I think that you know what's ironic. First of all, when we started doing them, I was in my team.
Oh wow!
And Bill Bader had hair.
Wow! You were in the 20s. Was in the
20s.
No, you wasn't.
Early 20s? Or 21?
Early 20s.
Very early.
Hey, that's Thompson right there.
Yeah, that's Thompson right there.
Who is that?
Is that Marty?
That's Rock.
It's Rock.
Yeah. That's Rock getting down.
And that's Iman. Now, this is a track that we'll be at on the 7th. You can look that up.
Okay, well, it ran out. It was just a short 16 seconds.
Yeah,
you know.
What you saw right there is the track that we'll be at this coming Saturday. And, of course, everybody who's watching knows that already.
Right.
You know the track just by looking at the track.
Right.
So, we are excited. Kenneth, what are you thinking?
Well, I'm thinking, that's me.
It is you.
Man, small arrow right there.
Wow.
Wow, where you get that from?
Uffy.
Man.
That was huge.
We could have wrote a book about that one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Wow, that was it really?
Yeah, that was me, man.
That was you doing your thing, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Man, that little car used to run good.
Now, what kind of car was that?
It was a Plymouth Arrow, 1980, wasn't it? 80.
So what are your thoughts?
My thoughts is that I'm excited about Saturday.
There you go.
Yes, man. Man, I'm looking at that. Wow. Another guy started the oil or something.
Oh, yeah. You got him, didn't you? You won that one, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, we got him.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, stop. Now, turn around. All
right.
Okay. I can see your son.
Hey,
he would have a whole scenario of that race and how he staged and all that.
All right.
So, you know what? Believe it or not, we have only so much more time.
Right.
So, I just need some... what are you thinking? I mean, what do you want to say to the guys? You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to say come out and try it out, and I'm pretty sure you'll enjoy doing it. And, I mean, it's really, you know, I can tell you the ways to save five, but I'm not even going to go there, you know. Everybody got a way of holding something in the bank, and that's how I'm going to explain it.
Mm-hmm.
Me, I would do it as simple as I can without electronics, because the ideal, you want to sell the fans out there is that we run it all out. You know, I'm not asking you to go out there and blow nothing up and run it to the limit, but, you know, let your hair down, come out and do what you got to do, because, you know, after the two runs, you're taking five away. Do your thing. And you know, you can sort of like pour your own poison at that point.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? If you choose to, your game, you should come out victorious.
Exactly. You know what? It just makes sure that everybody is on the right note. I think we'll have a driver's meeting.
Yes, we're going to definitely have to. I think Kenny will speak to us and get everybody up in the lane for our first-time trial. Maybe we're going to try to pit on the other side.
Okay.
We're going to try to stay with everybody. We're going to try to have everybody together. We're going to try.
Well, I don't know because we still have the tables and everything.
Right, we got the tables, but, I mean, we're going to be on that corner. I'm going to try to get there early to get that corner right there, right across from the burn on it.
What time are you getting there?
You know?
Kenny wants to know, what time are you guys getting there?
Well, I'm going to leave at 8.
We're leaving at 8?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just thinking, yeah, because if we get there at least by 9 o'clock, we have enough time.
And our
Tommy
Swanson, Kenny,
I will have your application.
If y'all going to help put up camp, we're going to need you there to get in. So
all right.
I ain't got to get nobody no entry money back.
Well, get in.
Got to be there
when we
enter the gate. Get in.
Hey, can I
ask
something?
Oh, Kenny has a question right quick. Let me just bring him on right quick so he can say what he wants to say. All right, Kenny, go ahead.
All right. Hey, yeah, a couple of things. For one, I will be there early. Two, I came up sort of with a game plan on how to get all of these cars in the lane. What I'm going to do is, for the guys, because it's going to be guys that double enter and run both programs, so since our dial-ins have to be permanent for the entire race, we're going to put the dial-ins ourselves on the cars that they come into the lanes. I'm going to write each number down and what their dial-in is supposed to be. At the beginning of their dial-in, there will be a C for Kudra, and then they'll be dialed in. That way, if they have to put another dial-in on the car, they can just leave that one on there.
Right,
so for anybody listening, that's how it's going to be done. It'll be C and your dial-in, and then that way if you're double-entered into the program, you can just put your other dial-in on, and that way the person at the head of staging will know which one to read off.
Right.
Okay. You know, and we'll post that so those that are watching, you know.
Well, I got a question to you.
Okay.
If somebody doubles in, not double dial-in, where do we draw the limit as far as dialing them in?
What do you mean?
Or do we dial them in twice?
No, we dial them in one time. Well,
one time.
It depends, because if somebody double enters in one class, that's going to be difficult. But, I mean, seeing that they're in the same car, we'll dial them in one time.
Right. I think that's a fair way.
Yeah.
That's a fair
right.
way. It'll
exactly.
be fair to him too.
Right.
Fair to him too, because he only got 2 time trials.
Exactly.
Right, exactly. He's still only gonna get 2 time trials.
Yeah, but he's doubled in, you know. That's cool.
But the only thing, like I said, I'm just gonna put a C in front of the dial in for open comp, just to know that it's the Cooter dial in, and then that way if they're in Thompson's program that same day, they can just write their regular dial in below it, and the person at the head of stage and know which one to read.
Okay, now double dial in, maybe you need to put a C2.
Huh?
A double dial in?
He said maybe she.
Well, no, because it'll be the same. Because it'll be the same car number.
Right.
All right,
so you know what? With that being said, and we're going to talk about that, I just want to say at the end of the show that, you know, God makes trees. And on those trees, he has branches and weak branches, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And, you know, I always say people are on those trees.
Right.
You know, it's just not about the trees. You get people on those trees. You have some people are like the twigs, you know, something they don't like and they go away. And then you got the branches. They might be, but if it wasn't at first, they go, but we got roots. And from those roots, we have the most phenomenal group that I've ever seen. Guys, I'm just looking so forward to Saturday. And, of course, to all the mothers out there, whether you be a female mother or a male mother, happy Mother's
happy
Day
Mother's
this
Day.
Sunday. And the president's there because we're almost out of here.
Hey, look, passion.
And remember, we may not have it all together, but together we have it all. Everybody have a happy Mother's Day weekend. Hey, if your mother's here, love her. If she ain't, still love her. I'm out.
Righteous. God bless.
You did it. Y'all worked me, but you did it.
Y'all did it, boy.
Yeah, if we had a line, and then, you know.
You know, y'all making me bring out everything I got. So I got this thing here, so we can hook up four headsets.
Okay.
So if you don't mind wearing a headset, then I don't have to turn this thing up and all that. Okay.
Yeah, we do have our own.
Because you can just plug right into the box.
Now, one more thing, and I think we're good. At the end of the show, we could find the song Take It to the Limit by the Eagles.
Okay.
That's our
right.
Yeah.
Okay. Take It to the Limits. We can do that. We can do that next show. Take It to the Limits.
Yeah, because all you got to do is put that on real low.
Uh-huh.
And we'll know.
Yep.
Say about 7 minutes before or 8 minutes before.
Okay.
Time.
Okay.
Make it five.
7 minutes. We
still got
time.
Okay.
All right, let's get out of
sounds
here.
Sounds good.
And let this man wipe his brow. we just need to know how to get a hold of his back.
Just have a call on one of
okay.
them.
Okay. Yeah. Well, no, well, you guys need to give me the information because I'm going to come out there.
Oh, okay.
Oh, cool. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
So,
all right.
So if you just text me the address
all right.
or what have you,
all right.
and I'll come out, I'll bring a camera out, and
all
right. let Zach get some training and learn how to do some stuff.
All right.
Okay, and then we know it's $100, right?
All right.
So we will. All
right.
Okay. Just
gotta
get that business in. Okay.
All right.
Absolutely.
Okay. Absolutely. All right. Now, what time y'all want to come out? Y'all want to come out later? Like,
is there an entry fee to get in there or?
Around 1 o'clock.
Okay. Around 1 o'clock.
Yeah. Right. Because
okay.
you come around, be there about 1, and you can stay there from 1 to 4, or 1 to 5, or something like that. All
right.
And you should get most of the race there, and then most, you know,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
yeah,
be able to get,
yeah.
You know.
Okay. Is there an entry fee to get in there?
I'll take care of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, I just need to know. Do I need to call you when I'm at the gate, or?
No, we're going to let this
get we'll,
down.
We'll get, we all
you
get
got a
list.
Card, you got a pass, anything? Something, KZ? Is it on your car?
Yeah, I can, well, my plate says KZTV, but.
Okay,
all right. Yeah.
Well,
but
good
you
enough.
Know what? I don't know if Sandy, is Sandy still there? Is
I don't
Jay?
Know.
But at any rate, I always leave a name there, so when you pull up, just let them know who you are.
Okay.
Your name will be right there.
Right.
So, yeah,
okay.
They know that you're taken care of.
All right. Cool.
We got some work to do, son.
Right. Yeah, that was, I liked it. That was good.
Yeah, your sponsor should be very happy.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You heard them. You
oh,
heard
yeah.
them. When your sponsors pitch other people to do it,
oh,
that,
yeah.
that's, oh, I love it.
They should be very, that is very creative. What
right.
you just did.
Right.
I mean, that's perfect.
Right.
Because, see, they got to help us pay for doing this.
Right. Yeah, they got to help us pay.